Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Before I get too far in this, just to let you know, if you're a regular listener, viewer of this broadcast, I'll be taking Friday, tomorrow, and then Monday off. It's our fall break here at Deer Run at the Michiana Christian Academy and Sunshine Preschool. And so I'm going to focus on spending some family time. So if you look for the broadcast or audio on Friday or Monday, October 22nd and 25th, you won't find it. Unless God does something that prompts me to do a special broadcast. But the plan right now is this will be it until Tuesday, October 26th. So anyhow, we focused this week on a God to be believed and the idea that our relationship with God is one that requires a belief that's more than just an acknowledgement. In the prayer guide that this based off for the week, tomorrow's focus is a belief that results in action and uses the passage out of James. I've referred to it already this week about even the demons believe, but they shudder. They're frightened by what they believe, by what they know. And the context is James is talking about faith without works is dead. That our belief ought to produce something. And kind of goes with today's topic of a belief that obeys. Our belief ought to produce an obedience within us to do what God says. Otherwise, that belief is somewhat empty. The verse we use today is out of Acts chapter 8, verse 12. It says, "But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." I think sometimes we not only look at Scripture, but we consider what we've learned, what we know, what people tell us. And we become a little hesitant or a little uncertain on what God says. It's easier to listen to someone than it is to spend time reading God's word and listening to Him. It's just not quite as productive. It's not that God doesn't use people. If I was to tell you not to listen to anyone, I guess I wouldn't have any viewers or listeners to this broadcast. But always consider what you hear through the filter of God's Word. Even, and probably especially the things that I say, I would encourage you to check it out. Don't take my word for it. I do my best to study, as Scripture would say, to study and show myself approved, a workman that rightly divides the Word of God, that teaches accurately, but I'm just a person. But when it comes to obeying, in the book of Acts specifically, where we find people moving from a belief in God to becoming a child in God, we always find this element of being immersed. We see it in the book of Acts from the start to the end. In chapter 2, on that day of Pentecost, when that first message of the good news of Jesus was preached, Peter stands up and the Spirit descends upon the place, and he tells the people listening about who Jesus is and about what they had done by rejecting him, by having him crucified. But the good news of Jesus rising from the dead. And those listening were convicted. The old King James says they were cut to the quick or cut to the heart. And they cry out, What should we do? Have you ever been convicted of doing something wrong to someone? To the point where you ask yourself, you maybe even ask them, what can I do to make this right? Well, that kind of the atmosphere there when Peter gets done speaking. And the response was that they should repent and be baptized, every one of them, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of their sins. And he goes on, he says, this promise is for you and for your children and for all those who are far off. It's a promise for everyone. And when we recognize God's promise is not simply a promise that stands all by itself. It's a promise within context that in the obedience of doing what God says, He fulfills what He says. And so many times we read God's Word and we have to decide if we believe enough to do what it says. Whether it's obeying His Word and being immersed and being baptized for the forgiveness of our sin, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, as those in Acts chapter 8 did. They believed the good news about Jesus. And they chose to be baptized because they believed. They believed that's what God wanted from them. They believed that was His instructions. In Acts chapter 2, it says that 3,000 people, 3,000 men were added to their number that day. But a belief that obeys isn't simply about becoming a Christian. It isn't simply about doing what God says to enter His family. It's a lifelong, or at least it ought to be, a lifelong practice. When God says to consider others better than ourselves, do we believe God enough to obey that? When He says to humble ourselves, when He says to love our neighbor as well as love our enemy, do we believe that enough to obey it? You see, we almost live with the idea that my obedience brings about my salvation, and then I'm good. Where in reality, God brings about our salvation as we choose to belong to Him, and that salvation, that knowledge, that belief of God's forgiveness of our sins ought to lead us to a growing obedience. I've said this before in a different context, but it is generally, for most people at least, a growing process. When I grew up, I learned to obey. I did not obey perfectly. My parents could attest to that. But I learned obedience. I did not want the consequences. And because I experienced them from time to time, I learned to believe what Mom and Dad said. And because I believed what they said, I obeyed. More often than not. But they reached a point where I grew in that belief, and it was not so much a belief that if I didn't obey, I would be in trouble. But it became a belief that they actually knew what they were talking about. And my obedience wasn't so much out of fear, but out of love, respect, honor. And I think we grow that way in Christ. We learn to obey sometimes because we understand Scripture and recognize our consequences for disobedience. But I believe eventually as we grow in Christ, as we mature, we ought to reach the point that our belief obeys because we love the one that we believe in. We want to honor God. We want to respect Him, His Word. As you spend time praying today, I would encourage you to ask God's Spirit to help you evaluate your level of obedience. I have a friend that used the phrase at different times about our acceptable level of disobedience. There's things that we think are okay. A common example is each one of us typically has a speed that we're willing to drive that doesn't always match the posted speed limit. And I know some people that will say that 5 miles an hour over the speed limit is okay. That's my acceptable level of disobedience. Others, it's 10. Others are different numbers. And they often base that on knowledge or information or rumor that the police won't start enforcing until a certain point. But whether they're enforcing or not doesn't change what the law is. And I'm not saying we need to be legalistic and anything like that, but examine that, not simply driving, but if there's areas in your life where you've lived with an acceptable level of disobedience to God's word. The old, I know what the Bible says, but I'll do it this way. You see, God's desire is that our belief would lead to a growing obedience, that our belief would obey Him, that our belief would be greater than the type of belief that the demons have, that we would obey because we want to obey. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. Your love is so great that it calls us to obey for our good. To know and to hear Your word, the message of Jesus, and be obedient in coming to You in the way and the manners that You've set forth. To know with certainty that You will keep Your promise to forgive our sins, to wash them completely away, to fill us with Your Spirit. Father, if we've struggled with the idea of being immersed, if we've simply chosen not to because we felt it was unimportant or didn't really know much about it, may we look into Your word and allow it to speak. May our belief lead to an obedience just as those that listened to Philip, those that listened to Peter, those that listened to those early apostles who believed the message, the good news of Jesus. And their belief led to an obedience and being immersed. But Father, may we move over that as well and add to that. May we not simply believe and obey in order to be saved, but may our salvation lead us to even greater obedience to all things that your word teaches us. May we have great wisdom, great humility, great discernment in living out your word in a way that's active, in a way that's right, not in a legalistic manner, not in a pharisaical or hypocritical manner, but an understanding of the truth, of the principles behind what that your word contains. That we would not simply be checking things off a list, but we would be knowing the characteristics and the character traits that you desire for us to live with, that you desire those instructions to produce. Father, as we examine our life, as your Spirit helps us to recognize within us the disobedience that does exist, may we deal with it. May we repent. May we turn away from it. May our belief in you and our belief of you lead us to respect and honor you with a greater level of obedience as we continue to live and grow. Father, it's my prayer that this obedience is done in a way that lifts up Jesus. Not in a way that glorifies us or makes us stand out for our own desires or benefit, but in a way that makes Jesus known. And Father, as we obey, may we lift up Jesus in every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. As I stated at the beginning, I'll take a break over the weekend, an extended weekend, and should be back Tuesday, October 26th. I do pray that you have a great day, a day that is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.